Hello and welcome to Soccer Sense, the sensible football podcast. This is Tariq joining you for the newest episode, along with our man back from the mountains, Vishal.
Hey guys.
So Vishal, you were away at Rec. You were out of touch for
2 weeks.
Well, almost a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Big tech detox.
Oh yes.
Big football detox.
Absolutely.
This was just after Manchester United crashed out of the Champions League.
I was completely out of sorts till yesterday evening almost. Where yesterday evening I finally decided to look up the tables and figure out what's going on, what's happening. Although it didn't seem to affect me too much, I'm happy with that.
Okay, looks like Vishal has found a new level of serenity. Thanks to a visit to 14,000 feet and summiting at that peak. But Vishal, now with the newfound perspective from the mountains, and now that you have checked the table, let's get to this week's episode. Obviously, the top of the table doesn't bear much discussion, as it has been the case for quite a long while now. Big result from yesterday to talk about, naturally, would be Chelsea 1, Tottenham Hotspur 3, winning at the Bridge for Spurs since 1919. Gary Lineker was the one who scored the winner for them that time, so that's how long ago it was. Yeah. Gary Lineker presented this on Match of the Day. It has already been with Match of the Day.
Correct.
A decade and a half. Quick word on that, Vishal. Chelsea again seem to be struggling to put two performances together.
I think it's become a trend with Chelsea and the way they've been performing. I think if you remember now, the last time Chelsea did a decent defense of the title was when they first won the first two titles together under Jose Mourinho. Post that, every time they won the league, they have struggled to defend, a beat under Carlo Ancelotti, beat under Mourinho again, and beat under Conte now, where they finished 7th, they finished 10th, they've come back and finished, looks like they're finishing 6th or 5th or one of those positions. So there seems to be a genuine...
The only thing that might ensure 5th is the fact that at 6th is Arsenal.
So there seems to be a genuine problem with character of the players and the problem with these players, and these are the same group of players more or less who failed to defend it last time as well. So while Chelsea continue to blame the manager and get rid of managers, I think they really need to look at a complete revamp of the team. But however, they're no more the richest club that they used to be, and they need to sell to buy the situation Chelsea had. So I think we are entering a very interesting phase for Chelsea, where I'm not sure how many managers want to take up the job at Chelsea, and to how will they attract new players, new talent is going to be another challenge altogether.
And of course, we have emphasized this many times on this podcast, that it's not just winning the title that counts. The real job, the real hard bit is to try and retain it. Speaking of managers who might want the job at Chelsea, Alan Pardew fired by West Bromwich Albion as we record. This just happened hours ago. And that is where we'll be taking our focus. Today in the episode, we are talking about the bottom of the table.
Yep.
And we begin right at the bottom. West Bromwich Albion, 20 points from 32 games.
Yep.
Of course, albeit Pardew did not manage them for all 32.
Yep.
But still, like you were saying, it was just a disaster waiting to happen.
It was a disaster. So to start with, I think at one point of the season, I need to understand that West Bromwich were in the top 5 this season, and they started the season, and they started it really well. Because it was not a fluke, because I think they have a fairly good squad. I think this is the best West Brom squad that they've had on paper, possibly in the last decade or so, where they have some really good players. Some of them are Champions League winners, some of them have played in the Champions League, some of them are good young talent. But so they definitely have the talent in this team. I expected this team to be in the top 10 at least this season, but it started off with the mismanagement under Tony Pulis. And the thing about Tony Pulis is, any manager who takes over from Tony Pulis needs to change a complete mindset. There needs to be a mindset overall. For example, if you remember, I will compare this to Louis van Gaal and Mourinho, where Mourinho said he needed his players to unlearn a lot of things for them to start playing a decent level of football.
And that almost took a season.
And so, firstly, what I think West Bromwich did wrong was hire Alan Pardew, because I never thought he was the man for this job. Because Alan Pardew, in all his credit, has never been a consistent manager, has never been able to deliver results when it counted. The most beat Newcastle, beat Crystal Palace. There have been a bunch of misses and hits and misses from his end. So Alan Pardew in itself was a wrong hire, and there could have been a multiple other managers that they could have looked at. For example, the inspired hiring of Carlos Carvajal by Swansea is a perfect example, because what you needed was just to come a manager who can come and remind these players about how good they are and what they need to do, and they could have easily survived this. But now I think they're pretty much doomed. The other teams have.
They seem to be the sure candidate for relegation here.
Yep.
But the rest of the candidates are not so sure, Vishal, because there is a huge cluster at the
absolutely
bottom of the table, from around the 13th place downwards, where everybody is in the mix. The new teams, your Brightons of the world, your Huddersfields of the world, even Newcastle in the mix, but with Rafael Benitez.
By the way, manager of the season.
Because that's an example of how to deal with a team that does not necessarily have top-notch talent, but making sure that it's playing football fit to the occasion
and
the stage.
We always wonder, right, can a Champions League winning manager, can a ex-Real Madrid manager, can an ex-UEFA Cup winner go to a championship then, retain the team like Newcastle in the Premier League, and my God, what a job he's done. Like, I think if you... Pep Guardiola, I'm sorry, he's been great, he's been all of that, but can a Pep Guardiola do this is something we'll never know. But my respect for Rafa Benitez, the manager, has gone up at least 10 times with the job he's pulled off in Newcastle, because they have spent the least amount of money in the Premier League. Forget the Premier League, they have spent lesser money than most teams in the
Championship.
And they are practically safe at this point in time. So Rafa Benitez has done a stellar job there. And you possibly think they will be safe in the next two games or so, but from there downwards, it's an open.
It's going to be a mad last 5 or 6 weeks in this season, because those teams will be battling for staying out of those two positions, the relegation position, because obviously West Bromwich are rooted to the bottom.
Yep.
And Vishal, like you were mentioning, in the Championship, the madness is even further. Obviously, the top two spots seem almost fixed now.
Yep.
We have got the Wolves and we have got Cardiff City.
Yep.
And both of them are virtually assured of
both
taking
of them surprises
those
as well, because when the Championship season began, not too many players, too many experts really bet on both of these teams, you know, playing the way they have, and especially Cardiff, who are one of the favourites to fight for relegation, in fact, in the Championship, because they didn't seem to have the team to really... really challenged in the Championship, so everybody thought, but Neil Warnock is the Championship version of
Rafa
Benitez. Has done a stellar job, a team clearly punching above their weights, but have pretty much guaranteed themselves automatic promotion unless they go really wrong really soon. But what is also good to see is the other teams that are fighting with them, which is Aston Villa is put in a serious fight to come back into the Premier League, and it'd be great to see them back as well. So there is some interesting. Derby County themselves are in the mix to come back to the Championship.
They had a great run last season, just botched it up at the end.
And Middlesbrough also are in the Championship spot. So there's going to be an interesting run over there. So like you said earlier, there are about 20 teams fighting for 3 spots in the Premier League.
So effectively, because of those 3 spots, who would go down and who would come up is so very tight. In fact, it effectively comes down to about 10 or 11 teams spread across the Premier League and the Championship who are actually fighting for that one spot.
Because
those would be the playoff teams in the Championship as well as the ones who would want to avoid that and stay up in the Premier League.
And the surprising part of the Premier League is some of the teams fighting for survival, Southampton, Stoke, have clearly underperformed. Like, they have no business being...
They should not be there in the first place.
They have no business being at that end of the table with the money that they spend with the teams that they've built. And I think Southampton have themselves to blame, especially their upper manager, their senior management, who keep firing managers for no rhyme or reason. Because look at Leicester under their previous manager, who's doing a great job. Claude Puel has gone and done a great job at Leicester, and he took them to the Carabao Cup final last year. So I do not know why they ever decided to fire the manager, because they finished at 12th last season. I think I'd take 12th over this any point in time. Similarly with Stoke, who now Mark Hughes has taken over, who possibly can... I mean, similarly with... Stoke, who fired Mark Hughes and have hired Lambert, who I don't know can inspire a performance, because he's generally a manager who tends to take far longer to get his systems in place.
And
so
they just have 6 games and 4 points to make up for.
Yeah, so I do not know where some of these points, because the thing is, teams like Brighton and Huddersfield are picking up points at crucial junctures, but these teams are not picking up, like, Southampton had a massive game against West Ham last night. I mean, on Saturday night, and they lost 3-0. They lost the game in the first half. Like, you're fighting for survival, both the teams. And it was a 6-pointer. West Ham clearly got away with a 6-pointer. Crystal Palace themselves have done themselves no
that's
favor.
That's a David Moyes team that just screwed up a match in the first half. Don't see that happening often recently.
So, I think a point that I'd really like to highlight over the last 2 years over the Premier League is it's become a league of underperformance and underachieving, because if you look at the teams that they have and the teams that the positions that they're finishing, it is not necessarily because of how good the Premier League is, it is because of how bad some teams have been playing. And
this has hugely benefited, for example, somebody like a Brighton or a Huddersfield.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Both of which have very good chances of making it.
Because if you are an Everton, if you are a Stoke, if you are a West Brom for the matter, and play to your potential, there is no chance that Huddersfield and a Brighton can stay back, because they do not have the squad on paper to compete with these teams. They do not have the money on paper to compete with these teams, but simply because of poor performances, and even for the first ever time, I'm going to say even poor management, because normally I tend to not blame managers and I tend to hold players responsible for the management, but this time there has been some atrocious management as well. So I think it's becoming a trend in the Premier League where I don't know what is driving it, but underachievement seems to be the norm right now.
And that is to take nothing away from teams like Brighton and Huddersfield, who have done exceptionally well, and they could only play what was in front of them, or I mean, they could do what was needed.
Yep.
But let's see if anything changes with the teams that will come up onto the Premier League next season, and if they show some amount of spunk.
Absolutely.
And some amount of excitement in the league. That's all for the bottom of the table. We, of course, usually come back to that at the end of the season just to talk about the promoted sides and the ones that are relegated. So, you know, Hunger Games style, sending off the fallen and welcoming the new tributes or volunteers for next year's or next season's Premier League aka Hunger Games. But we'll see how that goes. And of course, we'll be keeping a close eye on the top four race, or what we have been calling the top second to sixth place race, really, for a long part of the season. The next time we meet, and of course next time we meet, Vishal, it will be after the Champions League.
I'd be relaxed.
Quarterfinals, so somebody is completely relaxed, and not just because he's been to the mountains. Not so the other.
Correct.
The rest of the Soccer Sense team. But we'll see how all that goes. In the meantime, that's all we have time for this week. You can find us on any of the podcatchers that you use. We are there on Pocket Cast, we are there on iTunes, we are there on Audioboom. You can visit our channel at audioboom.com/channel/soccer-sense, or you can visit us on Twitter at @SenseSoccer. That's it from this week's episode of Soccer Sense. This is Tariq signing off with Vishal.
See you guys.